Well, I got to tell you, I mean, there are so many wonderful destinations in our state. We know that.
Oh, pure Michigan, baby.
I mean, you
lovely.
I mean, anywhere you turn, you're going to find a wonderful place.
Yep.
But we know Traverse City is a different level.
It's special.
It is. It's a special place. Yeah. And there is obviously all the great food, all the great wineries up there draw people from all over the country every single year. We go because we know it.
Yep.
But there is an event coming up, and it is drawing some absolutely powerhouses in the world of culinary, in the world of food. And I'm so excited to talk about that. Whitney Wara is the COO of Traverse City Tourism and joins us this morning. It's so nice to see you.
Thank you so much for having me.
And Patrick Bryce with Bryce Estates Winery is here as well. It's nice to see you.
Great to be here.
Haven't seen you in a while.
Yeah.
How have things been going?
It's going good. The grapes are growing. The wine is flowing. It's a great season to be up at Traverse City. And, of course, next month to be there to celebrate the Food and Wine Festival. It's just a great place to be.
Whitney, did you expect this festival to grow so fast? It's really grown.
Yeah, well, we weren't really sure how it was going to go when we first decided to do this last year, and it really developed into an amazing activity. So we had about 80 different events last year. All of our business partners kind of came to the table and brought these beautiful events. They created something really special. And so when we when we looked at it at the end of the day, we were like, we got to keep doing this. This is just super fun and just a great reward.
Well, and you've got a couple of unbelievable chefs that are going to be on board for this event. Andrew Zimmern, of course, he is a world-renowned chef, award-winning chef. He has been on TV all over the place. But he goes to places that are rich in food, rich in wine, and that's where Traverse City comes in. Anna Ansari is going to be there as well. These are world-renowned chefs.
Absolutely, and it's just so much fun to have them come to us and see the different collaborations that take place and see how they interpret and enjoy working with the great culinary scene that we have, or the agriculture that is native to our area is just amazing. And so when they come in, and we were just doing a plan this week with Artie Sakara, who is one of our TV network chefs as well, and she was listening to Chef Sarah Bovier in Traverse City talking about all the ag that was available, all the food that was going to be there in August, and she was like, oh my gosh, it just gets the ideas flowing. So watching them create from what they know they're going to be able to work with is just so much fun.
Patrick, Michigan's wine industry has grown tremendously over the past 10 years or so. Are people around the country finally beginning to kind of appreciate just how good Michigan wines really are?
I think so. People are
starting... Well, you need the drink with the food, right?
Exactly. Yeah, yeah, for sure. But I think people are starting to see that, people are familiar with California wines.
Sure.
Right?
Yeah.
We've all had those. But now they're starting to see there's other styles of wine. There are cool climate wine regions like Michigan, where we grow grapes that you can't really grow well in California. They love cooler weather. So in cool climate wine styles, they tend to be a little bit lower alcohol, a little bit higher acidity, a little bit brighter fruit flavors. They tend to pair well with different foods that say a warm climate wine region. So there's different, one of the most magical things about wine is no matter where it's grown in the world, it's going to bring a different story to the table. And Michigan is bringing that story. Michigan being second in agricultural diversity in the United States, we can grow almost anything in our state because of the water that surrounds us. And Traverse City Food and Wine is tapping into that because we've got the over 50 wineries up there. We've got the microbreweries, the distilleries, and the farm-to-table cuisine that's growing literally in your backyard. And then bringing all that together to celebrate over this incredible 5-day event. So it's just really a special thing to do, to be and be a part of.
Well, I like to fancy myself as a world-renowned chef.
Of course you are.
In my own right.
Yes, you are.
But the realities are, is if you just go to your normal grocery store and you buy, processed foods, you're going to get kind of a processed taste.
Yeah.
But if you're getting fresh food... If you're getting the freshest ingredients,
it
completely changes the dish. Completely.
Yes.
Completely. And so when you talk about those ingredients that are growing in your backyard, whether they're on the vine or in the ground or on a tree, it makes it a completely different scenario. And you brought us one of your rosés from last year.
Yep. 2025 rosé.
Tell us a little bit about it.
So rosé, great wine for the summer, right? And we'll be pouring a lot of this at the Traverse City Food and Wine. But this one is a blend of Cabernet Franc. That's a cool, climate-loving grape. And also blended with Merlot. So just a beautiful, lighter Provence-style rosé, perfect for summer. And it actually just took a gold medal at the rosé competition, which is part of the American Fine Wine Competition. So we're really thrilled with it, and it's been really popular since we released it.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
It's spectacular.
Whitney, if someone could only attend one event during this five-day festival, what experience do you think they'll be talking about long after it's done?
Well, we've designed the Grand Tasting to sort of be the thing that you should definitely go to in the itinerary, because it gives you the chance to sample from all of our local restaurateurs, all of the wineries and distillers and brewers that are coming in, as well as, you know, there's non-alcoholic options as well. And then we'll have a lot of those guest chefs up on the stage doing demonstrations. You'll be able to try the food that they're prepping on stage. We have a chef's table, so you can come over and try that as those get done. There's cookbook signings and things along those lines happening. But it's just a super fun afternoon taking place on Saturday, the 22nd. It's right there in the open space park, so we're right along Grand Traverse Bay. Beautiful lake breezes coming in, and it is just one of the most fun things I think I did last year. Obviously, I'm a little bit biased, but I think most people really enjoyed it.
Sure.
So the Traverse City Food and Wine Festival, August 19th through the 26th, and people can buy tickets still?
Absolutely. We've got tickets available on TraverseCityFoodandWine.com. And again, over right now, there's over 70 events. We're working on a couple more that are going to get added to the schedule.
You're still going?
We're still going.
Man, this thing is growing.
We have beautiful dinners, lots of fun collaboration dinners. One of those is on Wednesday night, the opening night. It's our James Beard Foundation dinner. So Anthony Lombardo, who we mentioned earlier, we've got Andy Holliday coming in from Selden Standard as well. And then several of our James Beard recognized chefs up in Traverse City are also going to be participating. I think you guys know Sarah Welch. And her husband Cameron Rolka moved up and opened up Umbo this year. So they're going to be participating, as well as the chefs from Stella and Modern Bird and just a lot of different people participating throughout this week, making it really special.
Fantastic. It's TraverseCityFoodandWine.com. where people can go buy your tickets. Go buy your tickets.
Please do.
It's going to
be. You don't want to miss it.
It is going to be an absolutely unbelievable event. All the days are jam packed, and they're still adding. Thank you both so much, Whitney Wara and Patrick Bryce. Thank you. It's good to see you both. Take a break. More next on JR Morning.